今天会用这种方式来参加主日崇拜。
Today's ago, they would think that we'll be worshiping God like this.
上个星期天，我们有提醒大家，我们这一周会有一些特别的安排。
And then we've been reminding you that we have some special arrangement.
我们以为那个大堂不能用，我们还可以用体育馆。
We thought we could not use the all-purpose room, but we'll use the gym.
因为过去几年都是这样安排，
Because they've been like that for the past few years.
但今年显然他们换了这个管理的人，
But it seems like they changed the management.
也换了他们这个的要求。
And they changed the regulations.
所以星期五通知我们说，这个椅子不能摆在这个体育馆里。
And they told us on Friday that we cannot put chairs in the gym.
所以我们今天的聚会只好转到这个网络上进行。
So we have to change it to online worship.
那很感谢主啊，这个振强弟兄和玲玲姊妹愿意开放家庭哈、啊，让我们服侍的同工和弟兄姐妹聚集在一起来服侍。
We are thankful that James and Lingling would open up the house so those who serve him can get together in his house.
所以我们相信哈、啊，虽然我们的环境啊条件在不断的改变，但是神是不改变的。
We know that the environment may change, but God does not.
神既然允许这样的发生，一定有他美好的旨意。
God let this happen, He has His perfect will.
所以我们带着信心哈，无论我们在哪里，只要我们带着心灵和诚实来敬拜主的时候，神就与我们同在。
In faith, we believe that as well as we worship Him in truth and spirit, that God will be with us wherever we are.
让我们一起来祷告，祈求圣灵来充满在我们的聚会当中。
Let's pray together and ask the Holy Spirit to fill us.
天上的父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天是属于你的日子。
Today is the day belongs to you.
你把我们带到这个聚会当中，有你美好的旨意。
You bring us to this meeting with your perfect will.
你有话要对我们说。
You have words to us.
你说有耳可听的就当听。
You said those who hear will hear.
今天就求圣灵来运行在我们的当中，开通我们灵里的耳朵，
May the Holy Spirit move around us, open our spiritual ears.
听到你那个活泼的、大有能力的话语。
To hear your lively and powerful words.
这是你自己的应许。
That's your promise.
你的话就像天上的雨雪一样，
And your words are like rain from above.
一旦降下来就会滋润地土，
When it falls, it's going to benefit the earth.
绝不徒然返回。
It's not going to go back in vain.
求你安静我们的心，
May you quiet our hearts
无论我们此时此刻在哪里，
wherever we are,
让我们的心是转向你，
so that our hearts will turn to you.
祈求你的话语的光来照亮我们的心。
May the light of your words shine upon our heart.
让我们看清我们脚前的路，远处的方向。
So that you can see the path before us and also the direction on the
因
future.
为你说你的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because your words are like the lamp upon our feet.
求你的圣灵来光照你自己的话。
May the Spirit shine upon your own words.
求你的圣灵来光照我们的心。
May the Spirit shine upon our hearts.
让我们在你的里面得到饱足。
So that we've been fed in you
明白属天的智慧，
to have that wisdom from above.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合意的祷告，
Thank you for listening to our united prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名，
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
阿门。
Amen.
如果我们当中有小孩子在家的哈，青少年可以参加，他们有自己的聚会。
So those with children and youth, you can join their own respective Zoom meetings.
今天我们刚刚读的这段经文，把我们带回到3500年之前的一个早晨。
The passage we read brought us all the way back to 3,500 years ago, the morning.
那天早晨，一个老人早晨起来，
An old man woke up that morning.
他看到的是，他们不是在埃及，也不是在西奈山脚底下，而是在一个旷野当中。
Yes, it was not in Egypt. It was not in Mount Sinai. It was in the wilderness.
太阳刚刚升起，
And the sun just rose.
这个老人走出他自己的帐篷，他看到的景象却让他心里不安，
He opened up his tent and he saw a situation that he felt unease.
不由自主的心里在想说，为什么会是这样呢？
He thought, how could it be like this?
这位老人不是别人啊，就是摩西的岳父。
And this old man was none other than the father-in-law of Moses.
他的名字叫叶特罗。
His name was Jethro.
谁是叶特罗呢？
Who was Jethro?
他是米甸的祭司。
He was a priest for the Midianites.
他是摩西的岳父，他们一起生活了40年的时间。
His father-in-law of Moses and they've been living together for 40 years.
摩西虽然40岁的时候受了天下最好的教育，但是有一件事情他不会的。
Even though Moses received the best education until he was 40, but there was one thing he did not know.
他不懂得怎么去牧羊哈，
He didn't know how to shepherd.
所以他的岳父哈有40年的时间哈跟他同住，也教他这些生活的技能。
So for 40 years they lived together, and the father-in-law taught him how to shepherd sheep.
他很了解摩西，
He understood Moses.
他也很欣赏摩西。
He also appreciated him.
这是为什么？在摩西逃到他这个米甸旷野的时候，他可以收留他。
And that's why he would kind of put him under his wings when Moses escaped to the wilderness.
而且把他的女儿嫁给了摩西。
And also let his daughter marry him.
那40年以后啊，这个摩西受到上帝的呼召，
And 40 years later, Moses received a calling from God.
神吩咐他，摩西哈要回到埃及，把以色列人带出来。
God told Moses to go back to Egypt to bring out the Israelites.
在这时候，这个摩西就把他的妻子和两个儿子哈留在岳父这里。他一个人只身回到埃及，
So Moses left behind his wife and two sons and himself went back to Egypt.
这是2、3个月之前发生的事情。
And that happened 2, 3 months ago.
对，当叶特罗听说摩西哈带领着上百万的这个以色列人从埃及出来时候，要路过他们这个地方哈，所以他就带着摩西的妻子和两个孩子呢来。与摩西会面，
So when Jethro heard that Moses is going to bring more than millions of people and it's going to pass by, so he brought his daughter and the two grandsons to go meet Moses.
所以前一天哈，圣经记载哈，他们家庭团聚了。
So the day before, the Bible recorded the family had a reunion.
摩西一见到岳父，非常的兴奋，就讲个不停啊，
So when Moses saw his father-in-law, he was very excited and told him all the things that happened.
讲述耶和华如何借着摩西。借着他的手啊，把这上百万的以色列人从埃及领出来。
And he told him how God used to brought out the million plus people from Egypt.
告诉他们如何过了红海，
How they passed through the Red Sea.
如何这个神行了一个又一个的神迹带他们出来。
And God has brought and took acted upon miracles upon miracles.
在埃及行了10个奇迹，然后进入旷野，又不断的每天用云柱火柱带着他们走前面的道。
10 miracles in Egypt and then also in the wilderness using the pillar of fire and cloud to lead them along.
所以，当耶特罗听到这些神奇妙的作为之后呢，他就归荣耀给神。
So when Jethro heard about all these miraculous acts, he gave glory to God.
他以前不怎么认识这位耶和华神。
Before he didn't really know this God.
但是他从以色列的身上，从摩西的讲述当中，认识到这位神是大能的，是掌管宇宙万物的，所以他也献祭给这一位真神。
But through the Israelites and through Moses, he knows that this God is all powerful and is the one who created everything. So he offered his offerings to him.
不仅如此啊，耶特罗还发现一件事情，就是说摩西变了。
And not only that, Jethro also found that Moses changed.
2、3个月以前，他刚刚离开他们的时候，他是一个放羊40年的一个牧羊人。
And 2, 3 months ago, when he left, Moses was just a shepherd who'd been kind of shepherding sheep.
心里充满对未知的那种的恐惧和惧怕，不知道见到法老会发生什么。
Filled with fear about the uncertain future and not knowing what would happen to him when he faced Pharaoh.
虽然神呼召他要回去，但是他一再的推辞，最后勉强回到这个埃及。
So even though God called him repeatedly, but he'd been kind of trying to decline and refused to go back.
但是短短的几个月过去以后呢，再见到摩西的时候，哇，这个摩西已经成了几百万以色列人的带领者，一个领袖。
And then after 2, 3 months, he became this leader who led millions of people.
神借着摩西的手行了许多的神迹。
God through Moses has acted upon many miracles.
刚刚前几天的时候，摩西带领着以色列人打败了一个民族的军队，就是亚玛力人。
And also God used Moses to defeat the army of the Amalekites.
而且很奇妙啊，底下有人打仗，摩西就在山上举起杖来，一举杖他们就得胜。
And then also it was very miraculous because it was the people fighting down below the mountain, but Moses was praying up in the mountain.
但是不仅如此啊，这个以前这些百姓都不信任这个摩西的，现在哇，有大事小事都跑到摩西这里来求问了。
And before the people didn't quite believe in Moses, but now big things, small things, they all brought to Moses.
而且很快啊，摩西就要带着这一批的以色列人到西奈山底下领受上帝的话语律法。
And soon Moses will lead the people to Mount Sinai to receive the law and regulations from God.
但是这个早晨，这个老人家第一眼看到的却是这样一个让他不可思议的一个情景。
But yet this morning, this old man was seeing this scenario that was just beyond his imagination.
他看到这个一大队的人在那里排队，
He saw this long line of people just queuing up.
一眼都望不到边。
You cannot see the end of it.
这里有老人，有妇女，有年轻人，每个人都在等。
And there are old men, people, women, young people.
而且是从早到晚，
And it's also from morning to evening.
他们在排队做什么？
What are they lined up for?
是来打饭吗？
Are they trying to get something to eat?
是来领受什么东西吗？
Are you going to receive some kind of goods?
不是，
Not.
他们排队就是为了等着见摩西。
Because they are waiting to see Moses.
而且这里这个圣经告诉我们啊，这个把这个场景啊给我们突出出来啊。一个人坐着，所有人都站着。
And also the Bible described it as one man sitting and everybody was standing.
摩西坐在那里，百姓从早到晚在等待。
And Moses was sitting there and then everybody was lining up from morning to evening.
不是10分钟，不是1个小时啊，从早到晚。
It's not just 10 minutes or an hour, it's actually from morning to evening.
不是几十个人、上百人、上千人，而是。整个那个望不见尽头的那个队伍，
And it's not just tens or hundreds of people, but actually a long line, and you're going to see the end of it.
可以想象哈，我们现在出去办事要排1个小时，我们都觉得时间很长。
And so, if you think about it, when we line up for an hour, we think that it's too long.
但当时这些以色列人从早到晚来等着来见摩西，
But yet, those Israelites were waiting from morning to evening to see Moses.
这可以想象哈，几百人。几百万人生活在一起，哈，大事小事、邻里之间的纠纷等等，家庭的矛盾，事情很多的，
So you can imagine millions of people living together, there's all kinds of conflicts among themselves.
难免啊，要寻求摩西的帮助。
Unavoidably, they need to seek Moses' help.
那这时候，叶陀罗看到问题所在，
And now Jethro saw the problem.
他的一句话，哈，一句问话，哈，让这整个的这个。事情被突出出来。
In single question, he kind of identified the problem.
当他看见摩西一个人坐在那里的时候，啊，他就问了这两个问题。
So when he saw Moses sitting there by himself, he asked these two questions.
你向百姓做的是什么事呢？你为什么独自坐着，众百姓从早到晚都站在你的左右呢？
What is this you're doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge while all these people stand around you from morning till evening?
这是整个故事的第一个高潮，
And that's the first climax of this story.
借着叶特罗的这一个问题哈、啊，让大家给点醒。
And so this is through Jethro's question that people will be kind of waking up.
注意啊，叶特罗一眼他就发觉了当时的问题，
And Jethro, in a single question, identified the issue.
但是他没有先提供给大家答案是什么。
But he didn't at first identify the solution.
他是用问问题的方式，
He started with questions.
很多的时候啊，这是有智慧的人的一种的方式。
And a lot of times, that's what wise people would do.
他不是简单的就把这个答案告诉大家，
He just didn't tell you the solution.
而是帮助大家自己发掘问题在哪里。
And it's to help us to identify the issues.
这个时候，我们必须要对为摩西讲两句话。
And now we're going to say something on behalf of Moses.
摩西在这里不是这个要掌权呢，
Moses here is not trying to grab onto power.
不是说他非得要坐在那里哈、啊，他非得要论这个断定这所有的事情。
It's not that he wanted to judge all these issues,
因为摩西很清楚的认识到神给他的呼召，
because Moses was very clear about his calling from God.
他很清楚自己在百姓面前、在神面前的责任。
He knows his responsibilities before God and man.
他很清楚三件事情是别人没办法替代他。
He knew that there are three things other people cannot replace.
第一个就是要他替百姓求问上帝。
First, he has to ask God on behalf of the people.
他好像是上帝和他的百姓之间的一个连线，一个桥梁。
He's like a bridge between God and man.
神直接对摩西讲话，
God spoke directly to Moses.
然后借着摩西呢向百姓讲话，
And then through Moses spoke to the people.
所以百姓呢也愿意来到摩西这里，让摩西替他们去求问上帝。
So people were willing to come before Moses to ask him to ask God.
所以这件事情是他摩西的责任。
And that was his responsibility.
第二个，摩西知道，摩西要替神去教导以色列人，告诉神的律法是什么。
And secondly, Moses has to teach the people on behalf of God what his regulations and laws are.
第三个啊，就是他花很多时间做的啊，去调解、去裁决啊人民当中的这些的纠纷。
And then thirdly, he has to judge among the people.
所以可以看出，摩西是一个很负责任的一个领袖。
So we can see that he is a responsible leader.
他的问题在这里不是做的太多，不是太少，而是说他做的太多。
The problem here is not that he's done too little, but he's done too much.
不是说他不负责任，而是说他太负责任了。
It's not that he's irresponsible, it's too responsible.
所以摩西的岳父接下来讲一句话啊，说你这做得不好，
And then Moses' father-in-law said, "What you're doing is not good."
你和这些百姓必都疲惫，因为这事太重，你独自一人办理不了。
You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone.
这件事情不光是让摩西很辛苦，
Not only does it get put a toil on Moses,
同样让百姓也很辛苦。
and also going to add a lot of strain to the people.
这不是摩西一个人的问题，
It's not only Moses' problem.
这是整个这个治理的体系、管理的体系出了问题。
And it's really the entire governing structure has a problem.
如果不发生改变的话，摩西会很辛苦，百姓也很辛苦。
So now, if we don't change, then both Moses and the people will wear themselves out.
这个道理很简单。
Very simple principle.
哎，为什么之前摩西竟然没有想到？
How come Moses didn't think about it?
为什么摩西身边的人都没有提醒他，
How come the people around him didn't remind him?
而是等到叶特罗来才发现这个问题？
Only when Jethro came did he identify the problem.
弟兄姐妹，有时候神就会让我们看见一些别人看不见的事情。
Sometimes God will let us see problems that other people did not.
神有的时候会让我们看到一些别人已经习以为常的事情。
God will let us see something that people are accustomed to.
当我们有这样的看见的时候，不是神要让我们显得比别人更聪明，
When God lets us do that, it's not going to try and God tells us that we are smarter than others.
比别人更能干。
Or more capable than others.
当这个时候，正是神呼召我们起来，来帮助别人，造就别人的时候。
And that's really the time God is calling us to help others to build others up.
猜猜，当这个叶特罗发现这个问题，说这件事情不好之后，他下一句应该讲什么呢？
And what do we think he should, next sentence should be after Jethro said this is not good?
如果摩西这样很辛苦，一个人办理不了，下一句是不是说摩西你休息休息呢？
Would it be saying that Moses, okay, now you're so wearing yourself out, you should just rest?
那很有意思啊，接下来这个叶特罗讲出他的这个想法的时候，不是让摩西做得更少，而是让摩西专心做他当做的事情。
So then what Jethro told him inside is not to do less, it's really to be focusing on what he should be doing.
同时让更多的人起来跟摩西一起来同工。
And it's really to raise up more people to co-work with him.
现在你要听我的话，
Now you should listen to me.
我为你出个主意。
I will give you some advice.
愿神与你同在。
And may God be with you.
你要替百姓到神面前讲案件，奏告神，
You must be the people represented before God and bring the disputes to
又
him.
要讲律例和法度，教训他们，
Teaching his decrees and instructions.
指示他们当行的
And
道，
show them the way they should
当
live.
做的事。
And the way to behave.
以前叶特罗是米甸的祭司，
Before Jethro was a priest with the Midianites,
他并不真正认识耶和华神，
he didn't really know God.
但是当他看到摩西的改变，看到神借着摩西的手在以色列人身上所做的事情的时候，他就更认识了这个神。
But when he saw what God did through Moses and also the changes in Moses, then he really understand who this God is.
所以叶特罗的建议不简简单单的告诉摩西怎么去管理这些的百姓。
So not only did Jethro told Moses how to govern the people,
他第一件事情，他说：“你还是要为他们祷告哦，
he still said the first thing you need to pray for them.
愿神与你们同在。
May God be with you.
摩西，你要持续不断的向神去求告。
And you need to continue to ask God on behalf of the people.
同时，很重要的，你要把神的那个律法、神的那些准则，要教训这些百姓。
And also, very importantly, you need to continue to teach God's decrees and law.
这是在神的家中做领袖的必须要做的责任。”
And that is the thing that you need to do in order to be a spiritual leader in God's family.
但同时，哈，这是提醒啊，提醒这个摩西，这是他应该专心去做的事情，
And at the same time, this is kind of reminding Moses what he has to do.
别人无法替代的，
Other people cannot replace him.
其他的事情可以交给别人，
Other people can be delegated.
但是做百姓的代导者和教导神律法的这个责任，啊，摩西是不能够推辞。
But praying for the people, judging them, and also to teach them the laws and decrees is not something to be
那
replaced.
接下来这个提醒很重要，
And then the next reminder is very important.
这是摩西忽略的地方，
And that's something Moses neglected.
并要从百姓中拣选有才能的人，就是敬畏神、诚实无往、恨不义之财的人，派他们做千夫长、百夫长、50副长、10副长，管理百姓。
So select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials of the thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens.
每个人，每个被选出来的人都有他自己当尽的责任哦。
Everyone selected would have the responsibility they need to fulfill.
不是让摩西做的更少，而是让摩西专心。
Not to say Moses should do less, but Moses to focus.
不仅仅是摩西要专心，而且其他的人要起来跟他一起来建造啊这个民族。
And other people have to be raised up to build up this nation.
一个千夫长要带10个百夫长吗？
An official over thousands that will lead 10 who oversees hundreds.
一个百夫长要带2个50副长，
And one who is overseeing hundreds have to lead two who are overseeing 50s.
50副长要带5个十副长。
And one who is a 50s would have to lead five who are overseeing 10s.
当每个人都各尽其职的时候，啊，这个民族就会兴旺起来。
And if everybody is fulfilling their own responsibility, then the whole nation will prosper.
叫他们随时啊，这些啊千夫长、百夫长们啊，随时审判百姓，大事都要呈到你这里，小事他们自己可以审判，这样你就轻省些，他们也可以同担此任。
And have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring very difficult cases to you. The simple cases they can decide themselves that will make your loads lighter because they will share it with you.
你若这样行，神也这样吩咐你，你就能受得住，这百姓也能平平安安的归回他们的住处。
If you do this and God so commands that you will be able to stand in strength, and all these people will go home satisfied.
叶特罗的话讲到这里，讲到停下来。
And after saying all that, Jethro stopped.
摩西会怎么反应？
How would Moses react?
如果你在摩西这个位置上，刚刚经历了这么多的神迹的时候，听到这位老人的话，你会怎么样反应？
If you were Moses that just performed all these miracles, how would you react after listening to this old man?
虽然叶特罗年纪比较长啊，人生经验比较丰富，但他毕竟是一个米甸人的祭司而已。
Even though Jethro was an older man with more life experiences, but after all, he is just a priest for the Midianites.
摩西会不会想说我是神呼召出来的哦？
Moses would think that, well, I'm called by God.
神借着我的手把百姓带出来的哦。
God used me to bring the people out.
你知道我们怎么过红海的
You
吗？
know how we cross the Red Sea?
你看，就是我手里这根杖啊，放到海水里，海水就开了。
You know, it's this staff, when I put it on the sea, the whole sea splits.
你知道我们进 旷野的时候没水喝的时候发生什么了吗？
You know what happened when we have lack water in the desert?
就是我手里这根杖啊，击打那个磐石，磐石就出水哦。
And when the staff hit the rock and the water gushes out.
前两天亚玛力人来攻打我们。
A few days ago, the Amalekites attacked us.
他们很会打仗的。
They are capable men.
我们以色列人以前就是做奴隶的，没打过仗。
And we were slaves before. We don't know how to fight a battle.
在这种悬殊的情况下，你知道我们怎么得胜的吗？
Do you know how we won the battle?
就是这根杖啊，我举起来，我们就得胜。
Is that when I raised my hand with the staff, then we won the battle?
所以这是这个故事的又一个高潮所在。
So this is another climax of the story.
摩西的反应啊，当这个岳父给他提出这些的建议的时候
，The reaction of Moses when he heard the advice from his father-in-law.
他没有反驳。
He didn't argue.
而是谦虚的去接受，
Humbly accept instead.
倾听他岳父给他讲的话。
Listen to words of his father-in-law.
这是这个故事啊，很精彩的一点。
And there's something that is really brilliant in this story.
摩西没有因为他过往所经历的神这些的大能而骄傲，
Moses didn't become proud because of what he experienced from God.
而且他是愿意听人给他的建议。
He's willing to listen to advice from others.
英文讲得更清楚哈、啊，他听了他岳父所有的建议，就照着去行。
And the English says that Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said.
可以说哈、啊，一个伟大的领袖哈、啊，不是永远都是对的，他也要去听别人给他提出的提醒。
A great leader is not always right. He also has to listen to others' advice.
圣经特别有一句话评价摩西的哈、啊，说摩西。为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
And Moses, the Bible has a phrase to describe Moses as the most humble, and listen to others.
对，故事到这里就结束了。
The story ended here.
此后，摩西让他的岳父去，他就往本地去了。
Then Moses sent his father-in-law on his way, and Jethro returned to his own country.
一个老人家看到了一个问题。
An old man saw a problem.
一个神所拣选使用的领袖，愿意接受别人的提醒，
And a leader chosen by God is willing to accept advice from others.
从此管理以色列人这个方式就被改变。
And from then on, the governing structure of Israel is changed.
但是这段经文真正告诉我们的，就是一个管理学上的一个技巧吗？
Isn't just a management technique taught in the story?
这些好像管理的原则不用读圣经呀，世上的这些教科书也会教我。
Because the secular books would also teach us all of that. We don't need the Bible for it.
为什么圣经要把这一段记载在这么宝贵的圣经里面呢？
Then why would God want it to be recorded in the Bible?
注意这里面数下来啊，一共七次在这个摩西的话语当中，在耶特罗的话语当中，七次提到神的名字。
Notice in this conversation between Moses and Jethro, seven times it mentioned God.
在这里面，摩西让我们看到，他最重要的工作不是审判，而是拣选那些敬畏上帝的领袖。
We see that the most important task here for Moses is not to teach, but also to select these leaders that are according to God's will.
他不能推卸的责任是在上帝的面前来求问神，
The one responsibility he cannot delegate is to ask God on behalf of the people
而且要持续不断的把神的律法要教导给神的百姓。
and continue to teach the decrees and laws of God.
在拣选领袖的时候，第一个条件不是说他多么的能干，而是看他是不是敬畏上帝。
And when they select a leader, the first thing is not to see how capable they are, but instead is to see how much they fear God.
所以这个故事表面上好像是在讲啊，这个如何治理这个国家，
So on the surface, maybe teaching us how to govern a country.
但更深的信息是讲说神在这里。如何治理他自己的百姓？
But more deeply is about how God governs his people.
这段经文所突出的不是说这个效率被提高了，大家都被发动起来了，而是说神如何借着他所拣选的领袖来治理他的百姓。
And here is God, the emphasis is not about efficiency, but it's really God, how God uses as leaders he's elected to govern his people.
这一段经文的主题不是在说如何高效率的来 运行一个组织。
The theme of this story is not how to operate an organization with high efficiency.
而是在讲神如何借着敬畏他的领袖团队来牧养、治理他的百姓。
It's not how God uses a leadership team who fears him to govern his own people.
所以这一段经文的主角不是叶陀罗，也不是摩西，而是神自己。
So the main character of this passage is not Jethro or Moses, but it's God himself.
神刚刚把这几百万的以色列人从埃及带出来。
God just took millions of Israelites out of Egypt.
把这些成天做奴隶，好像一盘散沙的以色列人，最后又带出来成为耶和华的军队。
And they took all these former slaves to become an army of God.
那在这个过程中，他们要经过重整，整个人与人之间的关系要得到治理，这是很重要的，不能够缺少的一步。
And all the relationship among the people has to be readjusted, and that is something very important to do.
所以。刚才我们讲的这个故事当中，哈，我们就看到神做事的三个很重要的原则。
And we can see three important principles from the story we just read.
神是如何治理他的百姓的呢？
How did God govern his people?
第一个啊，就是他先建立他所选择拣选的属灵的领袖。
First, he established his chosen spiritual leader.
摩西是他拣选，
Moses was chosen by him.
摩西不是百姓选出来的。
It's not chosen by the people.
摩西也不是自己参加竞选选出来的，
And Moses didn't go into some kind of contest.
而是神借着荆棘的火焰对他讲话，呼召他出来的。
And God called him through the burning bush.
因此，他的权柄是来自于上帝，而不是来自于百姓的支持率。
So his authority came from God, not from his approval rating from the people.
神不仅拣选摩西，而且神亲自设立、建立摩西在百姓中的威信。
Not only did God choose Moses, he also established his authority among the people.
大家记得摩西40岁的时候，
You remember when he was 40 years old?
他是作为埃及的王子被培养出来，
He was the prince of Egypt to
他
be
学
cultivated.
了埃及一切的学问，
He learned all that to learn to, in Egypt.
哇，他身体也很强壮，
He also was very
因为
strong.
他3拳2脚就可以把一个埃及人打死。
He can kill someone easily.
所以当他40岁的时候，他自己也觉得自己很厉害。
So when he was 40 years old, Moses felt he was very capable.
当他打死了那个埃及人之后，想要在那个时候40岁的时候带领以色列人的时候，却遇到一个难处。
But yet, when he thought he could just then lead the Israelites, he encountered a problem.
什么难处呢？就是以色列人都不跟着他。
Because the Israelites didn't follow him.
啊，谁选你做我们的领袖的？
Who told you to be our leader?
但是在这个过程，当神呼召了摩西出来之后，神亲自设立摩西自己在百姓中的威望。
But after God called Moses, God himself established him as the Israelites' leader.
神借着摩西的手行了十灾，
Through his hands, the 10 miracles were performed.
借着他的祷告，天上降下玛纳来；
And through his prayer, man came from heaven.
借着他所举起的杖啊，能打败亚玛力人。
And through the staff he raised, they can defeat the
所以一
Amalekites.
步一步的哈，以色列的百姓越来越信任这个摩西。
Step by step, the Israelites gradually believe and trusted Moses.
这通发觉，跟随摩西不是因为摩西很能干，摩西很有口才，而是摩西这里怎么样，有神的同在。
And they follow Moses. It's not because he was very capable and had good oral skills, it's because God was with him.
神呼召摩西，神建立他的威望。第三个啊，神也兴起同工来跟摩西一起来做事。
God chose Moses and also raised up other co-workers to work with him.
这。打败亚玛力人的时候，旁边一个亚伦，一个霍尔帮他举手。
And so when they were defeating the Amalekites, they have Aaron and also Hur by his side.
山下有约书亚在那里带兵打仗。
And then below the mountain, there was Joshua fighting, leading the army and fighting.
如今神又借着这位老人家啊，耶特罗来帮助他，更有智慧的去管理神的百姓。
And God also used Jethro to help him to govern the people better.
神一路的与摩西同在，
God has been with Moses all the way.
而且借着这个老人家的提醒啊，提醒他有一些不可被取代的属灵的职分。
And also for this old man to remind him there are these irreplaceable spiritual responsibilities.
有些摩西已经知道，
Some Moses already knew.
但有些事情还需要被人的提醒。
And some he needed reminders from men.
摩西知道他应该为百姓求问事，
Moses knew that he has to be the intercessor between God and people.
知道他要从神那里领受启示，
He knows that he has to receive God's revelation.
他也知道他要专心的教导自己的百姓。
He knows that he has to teach the people faithfully.
但是有一件事情他忽略了。
But something he neglected.
就是他要兴起一个团队，
He has to build up his team.
不光他自己，
Not only himself.
他自己的能够做的这个事情还是有限，
He can only do limited things.
他要兴起一个团队来跟他一起来同工，
He needs to raise up a team to co-work with him.
设立这些百夫长、千夫长、百夫长啊，跟他一起来带领以色列人的百姓。
You raise officials over thousands and hundreds and over fifties and tens.
这是在这一章里面，叶特罗及时出现提醒摩西的地方，
And that's what Jethro reminded him of.
就是要他建立一个领袖的团队。
Is to build up this spiritual team.
这是第二个，我们看到神治理他百姓的原则。
And that's the second principle of how God governs his people.
摩西要专心做他当做的事情。
Moses is the focus on what he has to do.
他需要其他的领袖跟他配搭，一起来带领神的百姓。
And he has to work together with other spiritual leaders to lead God's people.
不光在这个旧约，这个出埃及18章摩西这一段讲出了这个原则。
Not only did we see this principle in Exodus 18,
同时在新约里面，在使徒行传第6章告诉我们同样的原则。
Same principle was revealed in Acts 6.
当教会成长，事情变多的时候，
When the church grew and many things appeared,
作为使徒建立教会的这一批的领袖们，他们要专心的做他们当做的事情，
all these spiritual leaders, apostles, have to focus on what they have to do,
以祈祷和传道为主要的服事。
and for prayer and teaching to be a focus.
那其他的事务怎么办？
What about other ministries?
谁来负责分饭？
Who is going to distribute food?
谁来负责照顾那些需要的寡妇呢？
How do who do take care of those widows?
所以当时的教会就用了这样的原则。
And so that same principle was applied by the church at the time.
使徒就告诉全教会的人。
And the apostles told the church.
所以弟兄们哈，当从你们中间选出7个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
And brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom.
我们就派他们管理这事。
And we'll turn the responsibility over to them.
但是我们这些人呢，我们有我们当做的事。
But we have things we have to do.
要专心以祈祷、传道为事。
And we'll pay attention to prayer and the ministry of the word.
这是从旧约到新约让我们看到的原则。
And that's the same principle from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
在这个身体当中，我们不同的肢体有不同的责任。
Within the body, there are different responsibilities for different parts.
那在拣选这个领袖团队的时候，属灵的领袖看重的是什么呢？
So what are the things that we need to pay attention to when we select these leaders?
在出埃及记这里给我们列了5个标准。
And there are 5 standards listed here in the Old Testament Exodus.
第一个是从百姓中拣选。
First is choose from the people.
这告诉我们说他们是有同样的生命的哦。
Meaning that they have the same kind of life inside.
他们都是被神所拯救出来的一批人。
The people who are saved by God.
在教会当中服侍的人一定是重生得救的基督徒。
And the people who serve in the church must be born again Christians.
第二个他有才能。
Second, capable.
能力可以帮助他承担好他当承担的责任。
With capability, can fulfill the responsibilities.
但是很重要的敬畏上。
But more importantly, they need to fear God.
他要认识这位神。
They need to know God.
他要经历这位神。
They need to experience God.
他在神的面前知道他不是自己在做事。
They know that they are not doing it by themselves in front of God.
诚实无妄，这是讲到他为人的品格。
And when they are trustworthy, that's talking about their character.
恨不义之财啊，这是讲到他对金钱的那个操守。
And hate dishonest gain, talking about their discipline regarding money.
这5项标准啊，基本上可以归纳成2条。
And these 5 characteristics we can kind of summarize them into two categories.
一个是讲他的能力，
First is about their competence.
另外是讲到他的品格。
And second is about the character.
能力很重要。
Capability is important.
一个人的能力能够决定他能够承担多少的工作。
His capability can determine how much work they can take on.
但品格更重要。
But character is more important.
他要敬畏神。
If they fear God,
他有一个诚实的品格。
Trustworthy.
他要一个忠心的去管理神家里的财力。
Faithfully to govern on the financial matters.
品格可以决定一个人到底能走多远，服侍多久。
Character can determine how far a person can go and serve how long.
这是第二个治理百姓的原则。第三个非常的重要啊，大家要各尽其职哈、啊。神借着整个身体彼此配搭来建造啊，神的百姓。
And the third principle is that we need to do our own part and build up the people as an entire body coordinated.
这个故事没有把焦点只放在摩西一个人身上。
So the focus is not just on Moses himself.
而是整个这个神百姓的治理的框架上。
And that's an entire framework for governing the people.
神在这里拣选呼召造就摩西，但不是使他成为一个英雄性的人物。
And so God chose Moses to not make him become a hero.
而是要借着他建立一群的百姓。
But it's through him to build up the entire people.
对啊，我们可以看到啊，在这里面，神的几个很重要的啊，这个治理的原则。
And we can see this important principle here.
是一个团队的服侍。
It's a team ministry.
不是单打独斗啊。
It's not fighting alone.
要通过这个授权的方式哈、啊，让这个领袖可以专心做他当做的事。
Through delegation, the leader can focus on what he needs to do.
建立起一个制度来哈、啊，这样不是只依靠一个人的属灵的生命的成熟度。
And build an entire system, not just counting on some spiritual giant.
要注意培养更多的人参与到服事当中。
We focus on training the next generation.
不是每一个人啊都变成一个不可被取代的。
And so that not a single individual will be irreplaceable.
让每个人都发挥他自己的能力，参与到神的工作当中。
So everybody can kind of use their gift to participate in God's work.
这些东西是不是在世界的管理学当中也能找到呢？
Do we learn this also from the world's management techniques?
是的啊，这也是神赐给这个世界的一个普遍的恩典。
And that's true, is God's common grace for mankind.
但是这一段的经文真正提醒我们的地方，不是那些管理的这些的技巧，而是背后的那个神学。
But yet, the important thing to know is the theology behind all of this is not just the management techniques.
世界问的是怎么做才更有效率。
The world asks, how should we do to be more efficient?
但神最关心的是说，我们怎么做才最讨神的喜悦。
But what God wants is that how do we do it to please God even more?
世界选择最有能力的人。
The world selects the most capable people.
但神选择的是最能敬畏上帝的人。
But God chose those who fear him most.
世界是在建立一个组织，一个机构。
The world is building up an organization.
但神的眼光是建立百姓的生命。
But God focuses on building the lives of people.
世界追求的是成功。
The world looks for success.
但神寻找的是那个圣洁的百姓。
But God looks for a holy people.
世界建立自己的国度，神要建立天上的国度，属于他。
The world looks for his own kingdom, but God wants the kingdom of above.
所以把今天我们读的出埃及记第十八章放到整个这个全本圣经的这个体系当中，我们就会看到神的那种渐进性的启示。
And if you put Exodus 18 in the whole progression of the Bible, we can see the progressive revelation of God.
整个圣经是一体的。
The whole Bible is a whole entity.
出埃及十八章告诉我们怎么建立领袖的团队。
Exodus 18 told us how to build up a governance leadership team.
借着敬畏上帝、有品格的领袖来治理他的百姓。
From the character who fear God to build up a team to govern his people.
继续读到民数第十一章，他又告诉我们怎么建立一群属灵的领袖。
And then as we go to Numbers chapter 11, we can see how to build up a spiritual leadership team.
神借着摩西拣选了70个长老啊，用圣灵去浇灌他们。
And through Moses, he selected 70 elders with the Holy Spirit all on them.
把摩西领受的这个属灵的恩赐也分给他们。
So that all the spiritual gifts in Moses will be distributed to them as well.
到了《使徒行传》第六章，又看到我们建立一个服事的团队。
And then as we go to Acts 6, we see how he built up a ministry team.
有人专心祷告，
Some focus on prayers.
有人专心去传道，
Some focus on the ministry of the
有
word.
人专心去治理，
Some focus on governing.
有些人去探访关怀那些有需要的人。
Some to visit and care for those in need.
这样，这个身体才会被健康的建造起来，才能够继续成长。
So this body will build up in a healthy way.
上周我们读以弗所书第四章，
Last week we study Ephesians 4.
神赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的，哈，牧师、教师，是为了成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And God has given us prophets and teachers and pastors and evangelists so that we can also fulfill the responsibility to build up the body of Christ.
那组织把这个神的百姓组织起来，为了一个共同的目的和使命。
So that we could have a common purpose and mission.
这是我们读过的哈，马太福音第28章，神要借着这样一个健康的肢体，各尽其职，一起来成就大事。
And it's to build up this body so that we fulfill the Great Commission.
最后，让万民成为基督的门徒，
So that all nations become his disciples.
成为基督的门徒，而且在教会里面成长成熟，能够带领别人一起做门徒的人。
So that people will be mature in the church and also bring out other disciples as well.
所以，当我们把整本圣经放在一起看的时候，我们就看到神在这里的心意。
So as we look at through the entire Bible, we can see the will of God.
最终，这一切的这个教导都是指向同一个方向，
And all these teachings are pointing in the same direction.
让我们更认识耶稣基督。
So that we will know Jesus Christ more.
今天我们读到摩西只是一个预表啊，真正的那个中保是耶稣基督。
And when we read about Moses, we can see that he is only of an image to come, and the true mediator is Christ himself.
摩西只能一步一步的把人带到西乃山底下，
Moses can bring people step by step to Mount Sinai,
最后试着把他们带进应许之地。
and then later on try to lead them into the promised land.
但借着耶稣基督的总保，我们可以真正的来到父神的面前。
But through the mediator of Jesus, we can truly come before Father God.
摩西当时是建立以色列人的治理的体系。
Moses was building up the governing structure for the Israelites.
但是在基督的里面，我们建立的是他永远的教会。
But in Jesus, we're building the eternal church.
摩西设立领袖来治理百姓，
God chose Moses to govern the people.
基督则赐下各样的恩赐和职分，让我们各尽其职，来在爱中建立一个属于基督自己的身体。
Jesus also gives us gifts and for everyone so that we can build up this body of Christ in love.
对对，借着这一段的经文，神已经把一个蓝图让我们看得很清楚。
God has given us this blueprint very clearly through this passage.
神先拣选属灵的领袖，
First, establishing his chosen spiritual leader.
借着他呢，建造一个属灵的团队，
And through him to build a God-fearing leadership team.
然后借着这个团队一起带领神的百姓
And then
来
building
跟随他。
his people as the entire body coordinates together.
那这个蓝图已经很清楚了，
The blueprint is clear.
我们不需要自己去发明
We don't have
创
to
造，
invent.
我们所需要的就是回应神的呼召。
We need to respond to his calling.
你愿不愿意参与到照着这个蓝图所建造的那一个参与者，
Are you willing to participate in this blueprint?
不只是做一个旁观者，或者是做一个参与建造的人？
Not just to be a person on the side, but to be one participant.
把我们这个人，把我们的生命，把我们的时间、恩赐、精力放在这其中，照着神的带领去建造属神的教会。
To put ourselves in it, to follow his guidance, to build according to this blueprint.
上个星期已经给大家预告了啊，
We've been telling you in the week before.
我们从9月13号开始啊，开始我们教会的门徒训练。
We will start our discipleship training on September 13th.
我们一起来跟随基督。生命成长，完成使命。
We'll follow Jesus, grow our lives, and complete the commission.
门徒训练不是增加一种活动哈，一个聚会而已，而是开始一个新的生命的旅程。
It's not just adding another meeting, but it's to start a new life.
耶稣已经给我们大使命了，
Jesus gave us the great commission.
所以你们要去十万民做我的门徒。
Go, make disciples of all nations.
所以神没有呼召我们只做相信的人哈，信徒。
God didn't just call us to be someone who believed.
神呼召我们要成为门徒，
God called us to be disciples.
而且他呼召门徒要去使别人做门徒，要门徒倍增，要栽培门徒。
And God has also called us to multiply, to have the disciples making other
所以
disciples.
教会最大的使命不是聚会，而是栽培门徒。
So the biggest mission for the church is not just to meet, but is to cultivate
我
other
们为什么要开展这个门徒训练呢？
people. Why don't we have to start the discipleship training?
门徒训练不是让你做更多的事情，而是帮助你成为神要你成为的那种人。
Discipleship training is to make you do more things, but it's to help you to become the man that God wants you to
我
be.
们可以问自己一些问题了：
We can ask some questions.
我真的认识什么？
Do I really know God?
我的生命是否越来越像我们的主耶稣基督？
Is my life more and more like Christ?
我是否知道神给我的恩赐？
Do I know the gifts from God?
我是否正在完成神给我的使命？
Am I completing the mission God has gave me?
所以门徒训练就是要帮助大家更好的去回答这些问题哦。
So the discipleship training is to help us answer these questions.
第一步我们要做什么呢？
First step, what do you
我
do?
们先做一次的整个生命和服事的评估。
First, we need to kind of evaluate our lives and our service.
我们这个门徒训练第一课哈，就是给大家做一个全面的生命和服侍的评估，
And so the first lesson is to do the evaluation on those
包
aspects.
括的七个方面。
Seven categories.
你是否真正清楚你已经得救了？你的灵命状况如何？
Are you truly saved? And how is your spiritual life?
在品格塑造上面，你需要哪些的成长？
In what areas of your character do you need to be molded and improved?
真理的装备，门徒的生活。
The equipping of the truth in your life.
看一下我们目前的服侍的经验、属灵的恩赐，以及神对我们的呼召和意向，我们是不是很清楚？
And also in our experience, our serving and our spiritual gifts, and are we clear on our calling and vision?
所以借着这一个评估这一刻哈，先认识我们自己啊，才知道下一步应该往哪里走。
So first, we need to know ourselves before we know what's next step to grow.
这个评估不是考试哈，不是比谁更属灵啊，比谁的分数高啊，不是哈。是帮助我们认识自己哈，看见神的恩典，找到下一步，一步一步的哈，更像主耶稣基督。
So this is not a test to compare how spiritual we are and give us a score, but it's really to know ourselves and see God's grace so gradually, step by step, to be more like Jesus.
神不要求我们变得完美，
God didn't demand us to be perfect,
但是他期待我们每天都成长。
but He expects us to grow every day.
对门徒训练哈，包括这七方面的内容。
So, discipleship training will include these seven categories content.
知识呀，带来认识哈，但是操练呢，去带来生命的改变，彼此的同行，带来扎扎实实的生命的成长。
Knowledge brings understanding, exercise brings change, walking together brings growth.
对，邀请大家啊，一起来委身这一次教会的门徒训练，
I invite you to all participate together,
一起成为主的门徒，
together be his disciples.
一起来做一个整全的哈生命的评估，
Together we get the evaluation of our own lives.
接受装备，愿意成长，
Receive equipping and also willing to grow.
借着参与服侍，让我们的生命变得更加的成熟，
Are participating in service so that we become more mature.
而且真正的哈成就神给我们的大使命，去栽培更多的门徒，
And also to fulfill the Great Commission to nurture other disciples.
让我们做出这个决定哈，是可以带给我们生命改变的一个决定。
So the decisions that we make today can bring about changes that will change our lives.
我们讲到门徒训练的时候，我们常常讲哈，是生命影响生命，是门徒造就门徒哈，直到万民都成为主的门徒。
When we talk about discipleship training, we talk about life impacting life, disciple making disciples, until all nations will become his disciples.
对，门徒训练不是为了完成一门课程哦，而是开始一段新的生命的旅程。
So discipleship training is to fit not to finish the class, but it's really to begin a life journey.
不是积累更多的知识，而是越来越像主耶稣基督。
It's not to accumulate more knowledge, it's to be more and more like Jesus.
不只是自己生命在成长，而是成为别人生命成长的一个祝福。
Not only growing ourselves, but also becoming other people's growings blessing.
9月13号，欢迎大家都来参加。
We welcome you to join us on September 13th.
接下来，师母会带我们唱一首回应的诗歌。
Now, this is what will lead us in the response song.
盼望这首诗歌成为我们的提醒，成为我们的祷告，
May the song become our reminder and our prayer.
把我们最好的献给神。
Give our best to the Lord.
好，谢谢。